The rhythm and passion of Latin music attracts fans from around the world, including a singer and dancer named Solveig, who hails from Oslo, Norway. She's now based in Los Angeles, but she makes frequent trips to Tucson, and she's making a name for herself as a distinctive voice on the world music scene. Solveig mixes international influences, including jazz and Latin music, with her interest in Native American spirituality and yoga to create a multifaceted sound. I asked Solveig if it was her parents' love of music that helped to get her started.
Yes, I was exposed to a lot of different type of music, pretty much because both my parents were opera singers, and my father especially was very involved in a lot of avant-garde music and a lot of jazz. So I grew up hearing everything, and I grew up getting used to hearing everything at my household. And starting as a professional dancer, I really gravitated towards rhythmic music and sensual rhythms and things that you could move to. That's always been at the core of who I am.
Recently, you decided to form a band that could support you when you were playing shows here in Tucson and in Arizona. Tell us what you were looking for in your band members, and maybe use that as a way to contrast Tucson musicians with LA musicians.
Well, first of all, the project of blending Tucson musicians with LA musicians really has derived from my relationship with the wonderful, incredibly talented poet and musician, Will Klipman. Will Klipman is a pan-global percussionist and a six-time Grammy nominee that is from Tucson, lives in Tucson. And I heard Will Klipman's music a long time ago. When I was a teenager, I heard his music. And one day we actually met and we decided to do an album together. So after we've completed that album in 2010, we've always looked for opportunities to work together. And when I wanted to bring my show out to the Southwest, I contacted Will and say, hey, can you put some great musicians together and let's do the show, in the Southwest. And that's how that came about. And there's also Amo Chip Dobne, who lives in Tucson and also a two-time Grammy nominee. He's playing sax and bass and background vocals for me now. And he's a wonderful, wonderful musician as well. And then I have in Los Angeles guitarist that is one of my original band members in L.A., Mr. Brad Strickland, who will be coming out for our shows in Arizona, our upcoming shows in Arizona.
How do you think that performing music here has sort of influenced you? What does it add to your sound?
Well, Tucson is a very, very special place, and the fact that I love the desert. I love the quietness that you can find in the desert. This stark beauty, if I may say that, it's a very different type of beauty than in California where I live. I'm not sure how to describe it, but it brings something out in me as an artist, as a musician, where I come from a less noisy place. It gets more focused, it gets more intense, and I think this gets accelerated by being with other musicians who really dig that vibe and are one of the reasons that they are here or are in Tucson. I find it very interesting to play in Tucson. I mean, I haven't done a lot of shows in Tucson, but we will be having several of them. But I find that the beauty, this very different type of beauty, inspires me, inspires the music, and it inspires the vibe.
Well, tell me about your interest in making music. I see here on your website you call it yoga chill.
Well, a lot of my life has been about healing and yoga and healing the body through physical movement. And I have been a yogini for many years. And being also a musician, it was a natural step to start writing some music that will inspire a powerful yoga practice, as well as chill music, meaning that you've got some cool grooves and cool rhythms. You're not necessarily doing yoga to it, but you may have it in the background at a party. You may have it when you're lying down, relaxing, meditating. So I really enjoy that kind of music because I have a full recording studio available to me at my home. And I can go in there at any hour of any day and go in and work and see what comes to me and not really be dependent on a lot of other musicians. And I go in and I record, I create an atmosphere that hopefully will inspire people, that seem to so far inspire people to breathe a little deeper, to get connected to who they are underneath the surface, to inspire them to move in a peaceful way.